I'm Tess Vigeland, host of Marketplace Money from APM. Well, I nearly wrote a letter this week to the New York Times. That was after I read Joe Nocera's column about his disappointment with the 401k. Now, he did take most of the blame for the issues that he faced in his 401k, but not before quoting Teresa Ghilarducci, a labor economist who calls the 401k a failed experiment. So I thought I'd ask Mrs. Ghilarducci on the show to explain. Welcome.
Thank you.
I want to start by citing actually a tweet that I saw earlier in the week in follow-up to Joe Nocera's column. Carl Richards, a financial advisor that we've had on the show, he put this whole thing this way. Why blame the car for bad driving? That the 401k didn't fail, investors did.
That's hilarious because investors are people who need retirement accounts. So if the vehicle is not appropriate for people, then it's a failed program.
So you're saying what we have is a lemon on our hands.
The Congress could do a lot better with that $140 billion that it gives away in tax breaks for 401ks.
Outline for us the major problems that you see with the 401k system.
Sure. Over 30 years, we found that over half of people don't have a 401k, they don't have anything, that when they do have it, they pay fees that actually diminish their accounts to either 20 to 40%, if they even know what those fees are. All the investments are short term, and when they distribute it, it's in a lump sum. 30 years, the system has not fixed itself. It's time for something new.
This debate was reignited, of course, by Joe Nocera's column, and I think it got over 1,000 comments from readers there alone. But I wonder if he's the best example of someone managing their 401k, because, you know, he rated it to buy a house, he invested in the tech bubble. You know, in short, he made a lot of mistakes that were, you know, due to his own decisions, not necessarily the 401k.
It turns out, if you look at what most people do with their 401k, who are about that age, mm-hmm. you know, over 50, he's the middle of sort of the first wave of boomers. It turns out that what he did is not that unusual to us, that he took money out for his house. He also said that he took money out because of his divorce. A lot of people in that age group are divorced.
Right.
He's also high income, and those are the folks that have 401ks.
Right.
I'm really looking at the whole population. 80% have nothing.
If you could just design your ideal retirement plan for the vast majority of the population, what would that look like?
Oh, that's easy. So my ideal plan has the Social Security system as a base. On top of that should be individual accounts where workers put money aside for every hour they work for their retirement.
Mandated?
But it should be mandated, because without a mandate, only about 50% of the people participate. And the disbursement is not when people need money. That should be a savings account. But the disbursement of the retirement account should happen at retirement.
How do you mandate something like that if it's not just being automatically taken out of your paycheck like Social Security?
You're right. You can't mandate it for people who aren't working. If you're employed and you pay unemployment insurance tax and disability tax and Social Security tax, just add your contribution on top of that. It would be Social Security plus.
Yeah.
How much you put in is how much you get out, and the principal is guaranteed.
The $60,000 question here is whether we actually think that the 401k system will be changed.
I think the 401k system should be viewed for what it is, that it's a good plan for people at the highest earning brackets. I'm not recommending that system go away. Everybody who has it and they're happy with it, God bless them. But most people don't have anything, and we need a plan to cover everybody.
Teresa Ghilarducci, thank you so much.
Thank you.